Yeah, that's right. John Lindell exposing the heretic. John Lindell. Calling you out of your sin and your worldliness. Test yourself to the biblical gospel. Turn and repent. False teachers abound at James River Church. Heresy abounds at James River Church. If you love the truth, you come out of this false way. Seek him in righteousness, holiness. Lose your life for this glorious Savior. You don't walk in sin and heresy and worldliness. James 4:4, to be fond of the world makes you God's enemy. You're God's enemy, people. Turn and repent. You don't need people with signs saying, "We're so glad you're here. You're awesome. You're wonderful. Have a nice day." That's itchy, ear-tickling, and ear-pleasing. What you need is people proclaiming the word of God. You need people calling them out of repentance, calling them to repentance and out of their sin. You need people standing for righteousness. These are biblical men that do this and biblical people. These are godly men. At the Strong Man's Conference, I saw a bunch of weak, effeminate, feminized men. When the whole day I was there, not one man could bring the scriptures. That's not a biblical man. Oh, they can pump weights. And they can do all kinds of foolishness, like swallow swords and punch each other in their boxing matches. Or watch tractors and tanks last year crushing cars and worldly rock music with smoke and flame. That is not the biblical Savior ways. That's not the biblical Savior's ways. Holiness, goodness, truth, the Holy Spirit, he brings you calm, cheer. He doesn't give you worldliness and carnality and sin, neighbors. The Holy Spirit seeks to enlighten us in truth and teach us all truth. John 16. If you'd open your Bible and test for truth and cry out to God in repentance and have a contrite heart and be humble and seek him in spirit and truth, you'd have hope of eternal life to come. But you don't have that here, James River. Why? You're being entertained in a goat farm. Your flesh is being teased and titillated. John Lindell is a heretic, and we expose him at our website to the saving of his soul and other souls. We don't hate John Lindell, but we hate his false teaching. We hate his corruption. We hate his money changing. Jesus made a whip for the kind of things that John Lindell does. Actually, Jesus made a whip for a lot less than that. John Lindell has a millstone waiting for him, and the judgment of God is on John Lindell, lest he repents, and so are you under the judgment of God, unless you repent and seek the kingdom of God. Turn from your sin. Little child just waved at me. You gotta come like a small child. You gotta seek the kingdom of God in innocence and purity. Unless you do that, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbors. You're walking in sin and worldliness and false doctrine. You're deceived into Satan's snare that Paul says, preach, help them come out. We're hoping that sheep will see our testing. We actually talked to a couple for 3 hours last night from this church. Another man that goes to another church at the Stronger Man's Conference wants to talk to us. Emails will be sent. People will ask questions. It's why we go. It's why we do this, to stand against. We stick our finger in Satan's eye. This is his kingdom. This is his world. These are his church systems. We stand against it all and shine the light of Jesus Christ for everyone who has eyes to see and ears to hear, that they'll come and seek the kingdom of God and righteousness, that they'll come and be made new, that they'll be transformed by the renewing of their mind, so they can know the perfect will of God, so that James 4:4 is not lived out, you're an enemy of God as a friend of the world, that 1 John 2:15, that you love not the things of the world. John Lindell and James River loves the things of the world. They are the world. You must come out of the world and be ye separate. 1 Peter 15, be ye separate, be ye holy, seek the kingdom of God. church attendance is not the kingdom of God. Sunday church attendance is not the kingdom of God. Repent and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Lose your lives to follow this glorious Savior. Come out. Surrender your will. Be transformed. Humble yourself before the hand of Almighty God, American neighbors. It's loving to come and tell you this truth. It's loving to expose sin. The Bible commands it. We're supposed to be divisive. We're supposed to divide from all false teachers and false ways. Psalm 119:104, as I keep preaching to all these cars. Psalm 119:104, I hate every false way. If you hate every false way, what are you doing at James River Church? It's loaded with false ways. False gospels, pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, all lies, worldliness, strongman conferences with carnality and occultism, money taking, men getting rich off the gospel, all kinds of false ways, feminization if I didn't mention it, lady pastors. John Lindell is about as feminized as you can get with his lady pastor wife, who is a spiritual harlot. Yeah, you heard me. She's a spiritual harlot. Because she's cheating on God, she's also a spiritual pervert. And so is John Lindell, because they twisted the word of God to make lady pastors so. They twisted the word of God to lower the bar of the gospel so anybody can enter in. That young woman that came up to us that wanted to pray said, 500 people got saved at the Strongman's Conference. You don't get saved raising your hand saying a prayer at some carnal entertainment goat show. You follow Jesus in righteousness by his shed blood and repentance. You're born again. Then holiness and obedience marks your life. And you endure. That's when salvation comes. You could go to a porn convention and have 500 men give their lives to Christ if you lower the bar enough. No, Jesus said few. There be that find it. Strive to enter through the straight way, Luke 13. Because few there be that find it. But broad is the road that leads to destruction. We're seeing the broad road of destruction here today. We're seeing many people swallow the pill of easy believism. Many people itchy-eared doctrines and worldly ways. But we stand out as a testament against the American church system. That there is light, there is hope, there is truth. Unless you repent, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Turn, repent, seek the kingdom of God. Throw out men like John Lindell, heretics and false teachers. Cling to sound doctrine that saves you, 1 Timothy 4:16. Walk in all the ways of our Heavenly Father. Lest you do this, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Truth, holiness, righteousness, goodness are all the fruit that you know this Holy Savior. Lest you know this Holy Savior, you have no hope of eternal life to come. We've loved our neighbors with a pure love today. Stood out here for all their services. Thousands of people got to see the truth. And our testing is on the internet that marks James River Church, John Lindell the heretic, his Stronger Men's Conference, and we'll continue to add to it. We'll continue to preach against it, and we'll continue our quest to contend for the faith once delivered, helping any sheep and seekers to see they're wasting their time unless they want the wrath of God. Turn and repent, neighbors. Love you all with a pure love. Seek Christ. He's so worthy to be praised and lifted up. He did not shed his blood so you could live this worldly carnal life. He shed his blood to call out a peculiar people that will turn and seek him and humble themselves and come out of every false way for his glory. Thank you, Father, for letting us do this. God be praised.